Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners in our final meeting for the month of May. County Commissioner Tent Gans is in the house. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Good. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
We did, yes. Kind of relaxing, did some fishing and hung out with some friends. And so, yeah, you bet. It was a good weekend, you bet.
Did you catch anything?
It was a little bit of a struggle. Yes and no. We kind of got on the lake, and it was a little windy and a little choppy and made it a little difficult, but it was all fun. You know what they say, a bad day of fishing is still better than a good day of work. So, yeah, we did all right there.
And good.
Got some rain, so that's good, and hopefully we continue to get some more, and you bet.
That's something we need, and it was really good to see over the weekend, wasn't it?
It was. It was getting a little spooky. I mean, it's just, you know, with all the moisture, you know, with the lack there of moisture that we've had since last fall, it's been tough, you bet. So it's good to start getting that back in the area.
Let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. Of course, I had to move it because of Monday, of course, Memorial Day to Tuesday. Yep. And first of all, citizens' comments. Anything there?
No, nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
Board of Equalization meeting. Treasurer Crystal Dack on tax roll corrections.
Yeah, Crystal stopped by. She just had one tax roll correction, number 10. It was an accelerated tax for a closing business, Hot Tub Brokers. The amount there was $232.76, and so we approved that accelerated tax on that business, you bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and your jail administrator with some comments.
Yeah. Serge stopped by we had a couple things last meeting. We've seen that we have Consolidated Foods there, food management with the jail. And we noticed some discrepancies in meal counts and meal amounts. And so what it's basically, how we're charged is basically on our inmate numbers. So obviously the more inmates, the cheaper the meals get, the less inmates, the more expensive the meals get. So there was some changes there. There was an addendum made that we were unaware of, too, on the price increase back in February. So we kind of sat down with him and visited with Serge about, you know, a little bit of some of our options. Obviously, you know, we're looking at around roughly $10,000 a month is what it's costing the county. And so we were kind of discussing different things, but we kind of come to the conclusion that where there's a jail standard as far as temperatures of food and finding staff and so forth, I mean, we're looking to stay with Consolidated, but we're going to Serge is going to talk with them and see if we can work out some different numbers, maybe keep it more instead of per meal what we charge, maybe for the holistic day to try to keep the cost down. So he's going to do some research on that, and we're going to see what we can do. Obviously, it's an interest to try to save some money if we can, you bet.
Next up, Tourism Director Carol Slagle with her quarterly report.
Yeah, Carol stopped in and had a report for us there, and we talked about a few grants and the McCook's Explorer app and so forth, and some things that's going on. For example, for a promotional grant to McCook Chamber of Commerce, Bash on the Bricks, there was $3,150 for that. Then the Chamber of Commerce, Noel on Norris with the Fox Theater. That one was $520. And then the Tour de Nebraska was a $5,000 grant. And then we talked about also the McCook app and some of the things and some of the tours that they're doing on that. And so you bet, she gave us an update on kind of what's going on there with tourism. So you bet, we got some exciting things coming to McCook and going on, so very good.
Consider the Bridge of Hope's request for support for fiscal year 25-26.
Yeah, Bridge of Hope sent out a request for $5,000 support. Last year we did $4,500, and for this year we voted to keep it the same at $4,500, Rich, you bet.
Consent agenda had some items there as well.
Yes. Consent agenda item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims, payroll as well in there, and the amount of $458,433.40. Then item number three was reappoint James Cody to the Planning Commission, term to expire April 30th of 2027. And then item number four was extend Mike Daffer's term through June 5th of 2025 and then find replacement. Mike's been on the planning and zoning board for over 20 years, and we're possibly going into doing a little bit of a restructure of our comprehensive plan. And he's been through that once, and he's like, "Hey, you know, I've done a good job of being here 20 years." He's saying he's ready to step back and step down. So we'll probably be finding a replacement for Mike here in the near future. Then item number 5 was reappoint Keith Delano and Brendan Funk to the Planning Commission, terms to expire April 30th of 2028. And then item number 6 was reappoint Beth O'Day, Lee Hoyt, Terry Pinkle, and Phil Bamesberger to the Board of Zoning Adjustment, terms to expire January 31st of 2026, April 30th of 2026, and then two of the folks in April 30th of 2027. So we voted on all 6 items, and all 6 items passed there, Rich.
I'm sure you really appreciate all those folks being on your different boards, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, this is all volunteer, and we really appreciate those folks that step up and take on that task. And obviously, sitting on boards, it's not always an easy deal. I mean, you got to make some decisions that sometimes makes a person uncomfortable. But so, yes, absolutely, Rich. We're very grateful for those people. Yep.
A couple of correspondent items as well?
Yep. We had item number 1 was the Nebraska Department of Transportation update on a road project. This would be Highway 83 from the state line. So this is, again, this was basically giving us an update that they did a study and there's no historical properties affected by their road construction. And that road construction is going to go from the state line on Highway 83 from the Kansas-Nebraska border north for 6.9 miles. Then item number 2 was the Tax Equalization and Review Commission values of property in Red Willow meet the requirements of law. So we get this every year. It's reviewed based on what our levies and stuff are, assessed values and are on these properties. And so we, you know, residential, we're 95% of our actual fair market value, commercial 93% of the actual or fair market value, and then ag or horticulture, we're at 69% of the fair market value. So our hats off to our assessor's office. We're right there in where it needs to be by state law. And obviously their folks are going to be receiving their letters in the mail here soon as well on their assessed values. So, so that's, again, that's one of those things where, you know, by state law, the assessor's office is required to keep those numbers right there and those percentages. So from the state correspondence, the assessor's office is doing a good job. You bet.
And then Sheriff's Monthly Revenue Report?
Yep, Sheriff's Monthly Revenue Report. We go through that as well, and it lists a bunch of people's names and some paperwork, paper service, and so forth. And so we reviewed that. Then also Sheriff Kevin Darling stopped by and introduced us to one of our new deputies, Blaine Varney. He came by way of Goodland, Kansas, so we welcome him, and you bet. And so Kevin's really getting a full staff now, mm-hmm. So you bet. Yep.
Another meeting in the books, and May is done.
May is done. Next meeting is June 9th.
Okay.
Again, this meeting that we currently had, we adjourned to 10:40, so about 2 hour meeting, you bet. And so yes, we'll meet again on June 9th.
And we're into the summer months. Here we go.
Summer months. I know. I'm really, like I said before, I'm kind of enjoying. We really didn't feel like we got much of a spring, so these rains and this little bit of cooler weather is kind of a nice reprieve. And then, like you said in the forecast, it'll be 90 degrees on Sunday, so yeah. We're going to ramp it right back up. You bet.
But it'll be hot.
It'll be hot
sooner than later. Exactly right.
Exactly.
Folks, always encourage, if you want to stop on by the county commissioners' meetings and sit in, you can do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. We encourage it. You have any comments, questions, or concerns? Stop on by if you want to stop at the meeting and sit in and listen. You bet. You're more than welcome.